Research and conservation groups received a grant this month that will fund a program aimed at engaging students in Western and Northern villages in real-world problem solving. The two-year grant will train teachers to integrate climate change adaptation, oil spill response, and several other hazards facing their communities into their classroom. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Center for Alaska Coastal Studies is based in Homer and is one of five conservation and research groups that'll take part in Coastwatch for Action. Coastwatch obtained about $200,000 in funding earlier this month from the Gulf Research Program. Millions of dollars in capacity-building grants are awarded annually, funded by settlements with BP and Transocean. Center for Alaska Coastal Studies Executive Director Elizabeth Trowbridge explains that all five groups have wanted to work together for several years. She hopes to begin in September.
And the first year is really dedicated solely to planning. So we'll be first initially getting our organizations together and just figuring out what resources that we have collectively that address issues like coastal erosion, hazards, oil spills, things like that. And then we will be working on solidifying our connections into the rural communities that we'd like to take our programs out to.
The program aims to address community-specific issues. Trowbridge says they're still deciding which six communities they'll be working in, so she doesn't know exactly what students will be learning just yet. But Coastwatch does intend to bring the program to the North Slope Borough School District. University of Alaska Fairbanks professor Marilyn Sigmund has been working with the district for about 6 years, helping them design a place-based science curriculum. Sigmund teaches in the School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences, but will be working as Alaska Sea Grant's marine education specialist to design lesson plans specifically about coastal erosion.
And we're also trying to have the students understand that we have a changing environment and they are going to need to get engaged. If they want to stay there and make a living there, you know, they need to start becoming engaged with the community's response to climate change and these types of issues.
Coastwatch also hopes to provide opportunities outside of the classroom. It'll serve as a recruitment tool for other opportunities, such as a summer camp for teens focused on environmental response. This summer, students in the North Slope Borough-sponsored program will observe an oil spill response drill.
Students can't totally get engaged in responding to an oil spill just because it is very hazardous and you need very specialized training, but they can be engaged in understanding what's going to if there were an oil spill, what would happen, and also begin to be trained and see that, again, that career path.
Sigmund added they'll work to provide similar opportunities in the other five communities. After all the towns and villages are selected, members from participating organizations will fly in the fall of 2018 to train teachers. Progress will be followed up remotely. The Ketchmack Bay National Estuary Research Reserve, Prince William Sound Science Center, Alaska Sea Life Center, and the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council will also take part in the initiative. I'm Aaron Bolton.